feel like you're driving me to court martial. This is crazy. What did I do? I feel like you're going to pull over and snuff me. What, you're not allowed to talk? Hey, Forrest.
We can talk, sir.
Oh, I see. So it's personal?
No, you intimidate them.
Good God, you're a woman. I couldn't have called that. I mean, I'd apologize, but isn't that what we're going for here? I thought I'd use a soldier first.
I'm an airman.
But you have actually excellent bone structure there. I'm kind of having a hard time not looking at you now. Is that weird? Come on, it's okay. Laugh. Hey!
Sir, I have a question to ask.
Yes, please.
Is it true you went 12 for 12 with last year's Maxim cover model?
That is an excellent question. Yes and no. March and I had a scheduling conflict, but fortunately the Christmas cover was twins. Anything else? You're kidding me with the hand up, right?
Is it cool if I take a picture with you?
Yes. It's very cool. I don't want to see this on your MySpace page. Please, no gang signs. No, throw it up. I'm kidding. Yeah, peace. I love peace. I'd be out of a job with peace.
Come on. Come on. Just click it. Don't change any settings.
What's going on?
Contact lab!
What do we got?
یقین پر شک کیا اور مغربی ہمیشہ اس دنیا پر حکومت کرتا رہے گا لیکن ہم جن کو تم وحشی درندے سمجھتے ہو ویران اور بنجر کونوں میں اس خاطر جمع ہو رہے ہیں
ٹونی سٹارک ویژنری جینیس امریکن پیٹریٹ. Even from an early age, the son of legendary weapons developer Howard Stark quickly stole the spotlight with his brilliant and unique mind. At age 4, he built his first circuit board. At age 6, his first engine. And at 17, he graduated summa cum laude from MIT. Then, the passing of a titan. Howard Stark's lifelong friend and ally, Obadiah Stane, steps in to help fill the gap left by the legendary founder. Until at age 21, the prodigal son returns and is anointed the new CEO of Stark Industries. With the keys to the kingdom, Tony ushers in a new era for his father's legacy, creating smarter weapons, advanced robotics, satellite targeting. Today, Tony Stark has changed the face of the weapons industry by ensuring freedom and protecting America and her interests around the globe.
As liaison to Stark Industries, I've had the unique privilege of serving with a real patriot. He is my friend, and he is my great mentor. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to present this year's Apogee Award to Mr. Tony Stark.
Tony?
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you all very much. This is wonderful. Well, I'm not Tony Stark. but if I were Tony,
I would tell you how honored I feel and what a joy it is to receive this very prestigious award. Tony, you know, the best thing about Tony is also the worst thing. He's always working.
Working.
You are unbelievable.
They rope you into this?
Nobody wrote me anything. They told me that if I presented you with an award, you would be deeply honored.
Of course I'd be deeply honored. And it's you. Oh, that's great. So when do we do it?
It's right here.
One more round.
There you go.
There it is. That was easy. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Wow, will you look at that? That's something else. I don't have any of those floating around. We're going to let it ride.
Give me a hand, will you? Give me some. Okay, you too.
I don't blow
come
him
on,
on
honey bear.
Don't blow
on
him
on. There it is. Lieutenant Colonel Rhodes rolls in.
Mind away.
What happened? Worst things have happened. I think we're going to be fine. Call me up.
This is where I exit.
All right.
Tomorrow, don't be late.
Yeah, you can count on
I'm serious.
I know. Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. There you go.
Mr. Stark. Christine Everhart, Vanity Fair magazine. Can I ask you a couple of questions?
She's cute. She's all right. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
It's okay?
Okay, go.
You've been called the Da Vinci of our time. What do you say to that?
Absolutely ridiculous. I don't paint.
And what do you say to your other nickname, the Merchant of Death?
That's not bad. Let me guess. Berkeley?
Brown, actually.
Well, Ms. Brown. It's an imperfect world, but it's the only one we've got. I guarantee you, the day weapons are no longer needed to keep the peace, I'll start making bricks and beams for baby hospitals.
You rehearse that much?
Every night in front of the mirror before bedtime.
I can see that.
I'd like to show you firsthand.
All I want is a serious answer.
Okay, here's serious. My old man had a philosophy. Peace means having a bigger stick than the other guy.
That's a great line coming from the guy selling the sticks.
My father helped defeat the Nazis. He worked on the Manhattan Project. A lot of people, including your professors at Brown, would call that being a hero.
And a lot of people would also call that war profiteering.
Tell me, do you plan to report on the millions we've saved by advancing medical technology or kept from starvation with our IntelliCrops? All those breakthroughs, military funding, honey.
You ever lose an hour of sleep your whole life?
I'm prepared to lose a few with you.
Good morning. It's 7 a.m. The weather in Malibu is 72 degrees with scattered clouds. The surf conditions are fair with waist-to-shoulder-high lines. High tide will be 10:52 a.m. You are not authorized to access this area.
Jesus.
That's Jarvis. He runs the house. I've got your clothes here. They've been dry cleaned and pressed, and there's a car waiting for you outside that will take you anywhere you'd like to go.
You must be the famous Pepper Potts.
Indeed I am.
After all these years, Tony still has you picking up the dry cleaning.
I do anything and everything that Mr. Stark requires, including occasionally taking out the trash. Will that be all?
Sometimes I try to do things, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. And I try hard to do it, and I take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate on real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything
you exploded
I do,
the compression in cylinder 3 appears to be low.
Well, Ben.
Try again.
Please
right
don't
now.
Turn down my music.
I'll keep you posted. You are supposed to be halfway around the world right
How'd
now.
How'd you take it?
Like a champ.
Why are you trying to hustle me out of here?
Your flight was scheduled to leave an hour and a half ago.
That's funny. I thought with it being my plane and all, that it would
would just wait for me to get
Tony,
there.
Tony, I need to speak to you about a couple of things before I get you out of the
door. I mean, doesn't it kind of defeat the whole purpose of having your own plane if it departs before you arrive?
Larry called. He's got another buyer for the Jackson Pollock in the wings. Do you want it, yes or no?
Is it a good representation of a spring period?
No, the Springs is actually the neighborhood in East Hampton where he lived and worked, not
so?
Spring like the season. I think it's a fair example. I think it's incredibly overpriced.
I need it. Buy it, store it.
Okay. The MIT commencement speech
is in June. Please, don't harangue me about
well,
this stuff.
They're haranguing
way,
me,
way, way
so
down.
I'm going to say yes.
Well, deflect and absorb it. Don't
I
transmit
need you to
back
sign this before
what are you
get
trying
on
to get rid
plane.
Of me for? What, do you got plans?
As a matter of fact, I do.
I don't like it when you have plans.
I'm allowed to have plans on my birthday.
It's your birthday?
Yes.
I knew that. Already?
Yeah, isn't that strange? It's the same day as last year.
Well, get yourself something nice for me.
I already did.
And?
Oh, it was very nice.
Yeah.
Very tasteful. Thank you, Mr. Stark.
You're welcome, Miss Potts. Okay.
You did, sir. I had to cut across Mulholland.
Ah, I got you, I got you.
What's wrong with you?
What?
3 hours.
I got caught doing a piece for Vanity Fair.
For 3 hours, you got me standing.
Waiting on you now. Let's go. Come on.
Wheels up. Rock and roll.
What you reading? Platypus?
Nothing.
Come on, Sour Patch.
Don't be
mad.
I told you I'm not mad. I'm indifferent, okay?
I said I was sorry.
Good morning,
no,
Mr.
I apologize.
I said I was sorry.
I'm
not
mad.
I told him I was sorry, but he
I'm just indifferent right now. You don't respect yourself, so I know you don't respect me.
I respect you.
I'm just your babysitter, and so, you know, when you need your diaper change, thank you. Let me know, and I'll get you a bottle, okay?
Hey, heat up a sake, will you? Thanks
no,
for reminding me.
No, I'm not
me.
Talking to... We're Wait, not drinking. We're working right now.
You can't
have
sashimi
with
that.
You are constitutionally sake. Incapable of being responsible.
It would be irresponsible not to drink. I'm just talking about a nightcap.
Hot sake?
Yes, two, please.
No, just... I'm not drinking. I don't want any.
That's what I'm talking about. When I get up in the morning and I'm putting on my uniform, you know what I recognize? I see in that mirror that every person that's got this uniform on got my back.
Hey, man, I just have to watch you.
No, you don't have to be like me. But you are more than what you are.
Excuse me if I'm just a little bit distracted here.
No, you can't be this way. Someone take the settlement. Money's irrelevant. I need heat to energize.
General. Welcome, Mr. Stark. I look forward to your weapons presentation.
Thanks.
Is it better to be feared or respected? And I say, is it too much to ask for both? With that in mind, I humbly present the crown jewel of Stark Industries' Freedom Line. It's the first missile system to incorporate our proprietary repulsor technology. They say the best weapon is one you never have to fire. I respectfully disagree. I prefer the weapon you only have to fire once. That's how Dad did it. That's how America does it. And it's worked out pretty well so far. Find an excuse to let one of these off the chain, and I personally guarantee you the bad guys won't even want to come out of their caves. For consideration, the Jericho. I'll be throwing one of these in with every purchase of $500 million or more. It's a piece.
Tony.
Obi, what are you doing up?
I couldn't sleep till I found out how it went. How'd it go?
Went great. Looks like it's going to be an early Christmas.
Hey, way to go, my boy. I'll see you tomorrow, yeah?
Why aren't you wearing those pajamas I got you?
Good night, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
I'm sorry, this is the fun bee. The humdrum bee is back there.
Nice job.
See you back a bit.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
All the shrapnel I could, but there's a lot left, and it's headed into your atrial septum. Here, want to see? Have a souvenir. Take a look. I've seen many wounds like that in my village. We call them the walking dead, because it takes about a week for the barbs to reach the vital organs.
What is this?
That is an electromagnet hooked up to a car battery, and it's keeping the shrapnel from entering your heart. That's right. Smile. We met once, you know, at a technical conference in Bern.
Don't remember.
No, you wouldn't. If I had been that drunk, I wouldn't have been able to stand, much less give a lecture on integrated circuits.
Where are we?
Stand up.
As I do.
Come on, put your hands up.
My guns. How did they get my guns?
Do you understand me? Do as I do.
Ya ahlan wa sahlan. Wa mit marhaba. Be Mr. Tony Stark. Ashar Sabfah. Wa attal utala. Fi tarikh America.
He says, welcome, Tony Stark. The most famous mass murderer in the history of America.
أنا فخور بمعرفتك.
He's honored.
عاوزك تعمل لي صاروخ جرب.
He wants you to build a missile.
اللي أنت كنت بتعرضه على الناس.
The Jericho missile that you demonstrated.
نزل إيدك. فهمه.
This one.
I refuse.
شيل الحاجة اللي على دماغه. يلا يلا
يلا.
Here I am.
He wants to know what you think.
I think you got a lot of my weapons.
Kiptil Salamin.
Min asdikana ruasa al amrikan. Haza mawgud lanak ta'mel li jeriko.
He says they have everything you need to build the Jericho missile. He wants you to make the list of materials.
وبعد كده بالسلامة يا قلبي تروح على بك.
He says for you to start working immediately, and when you're done, he will set you free.
No, he won't.
No, he won't.
I'm sure they're looking for you, Stark. But they would never find you in these mountains. Look. What you just saw. That is your legacy, Stark. Your life's work in the hands of those murderers. Is that how you want to go out? Is this the last act of defiance of the great Tony Stark? Or are you going to do something about it?
I shouldn't do anything. They're going to kill me. You. Either way. And if they don't, I'll probably be dead in a week.
Well, then. This is a very important week for you, isn't it?
My workstation. I want it well lit. I want it up. I need welding gear. I don't care if it's acetylene or propane. I need a soldering station. I need helmets. I mean, I need goggles. I would like a smelting cup. I need two sets of precision tools.
How many languages do you speak?
A lot. But apparently not enough for this place. They speak Arabic, Urdu, Dari, Pashto, Mongolian, Farsi, Russian.
Who are these people?
They are your loyal customers, sir. They call themselves the Ten Rings.
Now, we might be more productive if you include me in the planning process.
Uh-huh.
What is that?
That's palladium. 0.15 grams. You need at least 1.6. I want us to go break down the other 11.
Mafish.
Careful. Careful, we only get one shot at this.
Relax. Have steady hands. Why do you think you're still alive, huh?
What do I call you?
My name is Jensen.
Jensen. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Factory at home. Should keep the shrapnel out of my heart.
But what could it generate?
If my math is right, and it always is, 3 gigajoules per second.
That could run your heart for 50 lifetimes.
Yeah. Or something big for 15 minutes. This is our ticket out of here.
What is it?
Flatten them out and look.
Withdrawal. Withdrawal.
Still haven't told me where you're from.
I'm from a small town called Gomira. It's actually a nice place.
Got a family?
Yes. And I will see them when I leave here. And you, Stark? So you're a man who has everything and nothing.
Bow and arrow once was the pinnacle of weapons technology. It allowed the great Genghis Khan to rule from the Pacific to the Ukraine, an empire twice the size of Alexander the Great and four times the size of the Roman Empire. But today, whoever holds the latest Stark weapons rules these lands. And soon, it'll be my turn.
कुछ नहीं चला सिर्फ काम
बहुत वक्त गुजर गया हथियार कहाँ है
बहुत मेहनत कर रहा है लेकिन मुश्किल काम रहे
घुटनों पे साफ साफ बताओ यहाँ क्या हो रहा
कुछ भी नहीं है
मुझे बेवकूफ समझते हो साफ साफ बताओ यहां क्या हो रहा है अभी बताओ
आपका जेरिको
अभी बताओ
आपका जेरिको
अभी बताओ
जेरिको
डिलीवरी डेट अगेन
आई नीड हिम गुड असिस्टेंट
You have till tomorrow to assemble my missile.
Good job,
Say it again.
41 steps straight ahead. 16 steps, that's from the door, fork right. 33 steps, turn right.
Brilliant Stark.
Can't hang with last.
Rock Shofu. Jensen! Jensen! Stop!
Say something.
He's speaking Hungarian. I don't
speak Hungarian.
Okay, I know.
What do you know?
Experts! Experts!
Jenny, no, no, no!
How'd that work?
Oh my goodness. You worked all right?
But I do.
Let me finish this.
Initialize the power sequence.
Okay.
Now!
Tell me.
Function 11. Tell me when you see progress bar. It should be up right now. Talk to me.
Okay,
tell me when you see it.
I have it.
Press Control I.
I.
Got enter.
Okay.
I and enter. Come over here and button me up. Every other hex bolt.
They're coming.
Nothing pretty. Just get it done.
They're coming.
Make sure the checkpoints are clear before you follow me out, okay?
We need more time. Hey, I'm gonna go buy you some time.
Stick to the plan!
Get some!
Get them now.
Watch out! stuff.
Come on. We gotta go. Move with me. Come on, we got a plan. We're gonna stick to it.
This was always the plan, Stark.
Come on, you gotta go see your family. Get him.
My family's dead. I'm going to see them now, Stark. It's okay.
Next time you ride with me, okay?
Your eyes are red. A few tears for your long-lost boss?
Tears of joy. I hate job hunting.
Yeah, vacation's over.
Where to, sir?
Take us to the hospital,
no.
Please, Happy.
No.
Tony, you have to go to the hospital.
I don't
the
have to do anything.
To
I've been in
you.
Captivity for 3 months. There are two things I want to do. I want an American cheeseburger. And the other...
That's enough of that.
It's not what you think. I want you to call for a press conference now.
Call for a press conference?
Yeah. Hogan,
what on
drive.
Earth for?
Cheeseburger first.
Conference, but it's about to begin right now.
I'm not a reporter. I'm Agent Phil Coulson with the Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division.
That's quite a mouthful.
I know. We're working on it.
You know, we've been approached already by the DOD, the FBI, the CIA.
We're a separate division with a more specific focus. We need to debrief Mr. Stark about the circumstances of his escape.
I'll put something in the book, shall I?
Thank you.
Hey, would it be all right if everyone sat down? Why don't you just sit down? That way you can see me and I can... A little less formal than...
What's up with the love-in?
Don't look at me. I don't know what he's up to.
I'll see you.
Good to see you.
I never got to say goodbye to Dad. I never got to say goodbye to my father. There's questions that I would ask him. I would ask him how he felt about what this company did. If he was conflicted, if he ever had doubts. Or maybe he was every inch the man we all remember from the newsreels. I saw young Americans killed by the very weapons I created to defend them and protect them. And I saw that I had become part of a system that is comfortable with zero accountability. Hey, Ben.
What happened over there?
I had my eyes open. I came to realize that I have more to offer this world than just making things to blow up. And that is why, effective immediately, I am shutting down the weapons manufacturer division of Stark International. Until such a time as I can decide what the future of this company will be, what direction it should take, one that I'm comfortable with and is consistent with the highest good for this country as well.
What we should take away from this is that Tony's back, and he's healthier than ever. We're going to have a little internal discussion, and we'll get back to you with the follow-up.
Where is he?
It's inside.
That went well.
Did I just paint a target on the back of my head?
Your head? What about my head? What do you think the over-under on the stock drop is going to be tomorrow?
Optimistically, 40 points.
At minimum.
Yep.
Tony, we're a weapons manufacturer.
I don't want a body count to be our only legacy.
That's what we do.
That's it.
We're ironmongers. We make weapons.
Is my name on the side of the building?
And what we do keeps the world from falling into chaos.
Not based on what I saw. We're not doing a good enough job. We can do better. We're going to do something else.
Like what? You want us to make baby bottles?
I think we should take another look into arc reactor technology.
Oh, come on. The arc reactor, that's a publicity stunt. Tony, come on. We built that thing to shut the hippies up.
It works.
Yeah, as a science project, the arc was never cost effective. We knew that before we built it. Arc reactor technology. That's a dead end, right?
Maybe.
Am I right? We haven't had a breakthrough in that, 30 years?
That's what they say. Could you Did you have a lousier poker face? Just tell me. Who told you?
Never
who told
mind
you?
Mind who told me.
Rhodey.
Show me.
Rhodey or Pepper? It's Rhodey or Pepper.
I want to see it.
Okay, Rhodey. Sorry, I didn't give you a heads up, okay? But if I had, then
Tony, no more of this ready, fire, and business. You understand me?
I understand, son.
You gotta let me handle this. We're gonna have to play a whole different kind of ball now. We're gonna have to take a lot of heat. I want you to promise me that you're gonna lay low.
Stark Industries. I've got one recommendation. Ready? Ready? Ha ha! Sell, sell, sell! Abandon ship! Does the Hindenburg ring any bells? Let me show you the new Stark Industries business plan. Look, that's a weapons company that doesn't make weapons.
Pepper.
Howard,
how big are your hands?
Killer Stark.
What?
How big are your hands?
I don't understand why.
Get down here, I need you.
It's a dollar.
Hey. Let's see him. Show me hands. Let's see him. Oh, wow, they are small. Very petite indeed. I just need your help for a sec.
Oh, my God. Is that the thing that's keeping you alive?
It was. It is now an antique. This is what will be keeping me alive for the foreseeable future. I'm swapping it out for an upgraded unit, and I just ran into a little speed bump.
With speed bump? What does that mean?
It's nothing. It's just a little snag. There's an exposed wire under this device, and it's contacting the socket wall, and it's causing a little bit of a short. It's... What? Fine.
What do you want me to do?
Put that on the table over there. That is irrelevant.
Oh, my God.
I just want you to reach in, and you're just going to gently lift the wire out.
Is it safe?
Yeah, it should be fine. It's like operation. You just don't let it touch the socket wall, or it goes beep.
What do you mean operation?
It's just a game. Never mind. Just gently lift
okay.
the wire. Okay? Great.
You know, I don't think that I'm qualified to do this.
No, you're fine. You are the most capable, qualified, trustworthy person I've ever met. You can do great. Is it too much of a problem to ask? Because I'm...
Okay, okay.
I really need your help here. Okay.
Oh, there's...
It's not pus. It's an inorganic plasmic discharge. It's from the device, not from my body.
It smells.
Yeah, it does. The copper wire. The copper wire. You
okay,
got it?
I got it.
Okay, you got it? Now don't let it touch.
It's
when you're coming
sorry,
out. That's what
sorry,
I was
sorry,
trying to tell
I'm
you
sorry.
Before. Okay, now make sure that when you pull it out, you don't pull out the there's a magnet. At the end of it. That was it. You just pulled out. Okay.
Oh, God.
I was not expecting
what
don't
do
put
I
it
do?
Back in.
What
don't
do
put
I...
it back in.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I'm just going into cardiac arrest because you
what?
Yanked
I thought
out
you said this was
like
safe.
A trout lure. We gotta hurry. Take this.
Okay.
We gotta switch it really quick.
Okay. Tony.
What?
It's gonna be okay.
Is
okay.
It?
It's gonna be okay. I am gonna make this okay.
Hope. Okay. You're gonna attach that
okay.
to the base plate and make sure. Yeah! Is that so hard? That's fine, right? Okay, I gotta get it. Nice.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I feel great. You okay?
Don't ever, 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 ever ask me to do anything like that ever again.
I don't have anything, but yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. What do you want me to do with this?
That? Destroy it. Incinerate it.
You don't want to keep it?
Pepper, I've been called many things. Nostalgic is not one of them.
Will that be all, Mr. Stark?
That will be all, Miss Potts. Hey, Butterfingers, come here. What's all this stuff doing on top of my desk? That's my phone. That's a picture of me and my dad. Right there. Garbage. All this.
The future of air combat. Is it manned or unmanned? I'll tell you, in my experience, no unmanned aerial vehicle will ever trump a pilot's instinct, his insight, that ability to look into a situation beyond the obvious and discern its outcome, or a pilot's judgment.
Colonel, it's... why not a pilot without the plane?
Look who fell out of the sky, Mr. Tony Stark.
Hello, sir. Speaking of manned or unmanned, you got to get him to tell you about the time he guessed wrong at spring break. Just remember that. Spring break, 1987. That lovely lady woke
don't
up.
Do
and what was his name?
Don't do that.
Was it Ivan?
Don't do that. They'll believe that. Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Listen to me.
Give us a couple minutes, you guys. I'm surprised.
What?
I swear I didn't expect to see you walking around so soon.
I'm doing a little better than walking.
Really?
Yeah. Rhodey, I'm working on something big. I came to talk to you. I want you to be part of it.
You're about to make a whole lot of people around here real happy, because that little stunt at the press conference, mm-hmm. that was a doozy.
This is not for the military. I'm not. It's different.
What, you humanitarian now or something?
I need you to listen to me.
No. What you need is time to get your mind right. Serious. It's nice seeing you, Tom.
Thanks.
Did I ever see you up?
Well, you saw always.
I'd like to open a new project file, indexed as Mark II.
Shall I store this on the Stark Industries central database?
I don't know who to trust right now. Till further notice, why don't we just keep everything on my private server?
Working on a secret project, are we, sir?
I don't want this winding up in the wrong hands. Maybe mine can actually do some good. Benefit at all. Move down to the top. I got it. Okay, I'm sorry. Am I in your way? Up. Screw it. Don't even look. You are a tragedy.
Okay. Let's do this right. Start mark half a meter and back to center. Dummy, look alive. You're on standby for fire safety. You, roll it. Okay. Activate hand controls. You're going to start up nice and easy. We're going to see 10% thrust capacity, chief lift. And three, two, what?
Buzzing you. Did you hear the intercom?
Yeah, everything's... what?
Obadiah's upstairs.
Great. I'll be right up.
To tell.
Okay.
I thought you said you were done making weapons.
It is. This is a flight stabilizer.
It's completely hopeless. I didn't expect that.
How'd it go?
Wow. Not that bad, huh?
Just because I brought pizza back from New York doesn't mean it went bad.
Uh-huh. Sure doesn't. Oh, boy.
Would have gone better if you were there.
Uh-uh. You told me to lay low. That's what I've been doing. I lay low and you take care of all
the... Hey, come on. In public. The press. This was a board of directors meeting.
This was a board of directors meeting?
The board is claiming a post-traumatic stress. They're filing an injunction.
A what?
They want to lock you out.
Why? Because the stocks dipped 40 points? We knew that was going to happen.
56 and a half.
It doesn't matter. We own the controlling interest in the company.
Tony, the board has rights, too. They're making the case that you and your new direction isn't in the company's best interest.
I'm being responsible. That's a new direction for me, for the company. I mean, me on the company's behalf being responsible for the way that... Oh, Mr. Grant.
Oh, come on. Hey, Tony.
I'll be in the shop.
Hey, Tony, listen. I'm trying to turn this thing around, but you got to give me something to pitch them. Let me have the engineers analyze that, you know, draw up some specs.
No.
It'll give
no,
me a bone.
No, absolutely
to
not.
The
this one
New
stays
York.
With me. That's it, Obi. Forget it.
All right, well, this stays with me then. Come on, here, you can have a piece.
Take Thank two. You.
You mind if I come down there and see what you're doing?
Good night, Obi.
Day 11, test 37, configuration 2.0. For lack of a better option, dummy is still on fire safety. If you douse me again and I'm not on fire, I'm donating you to City College. All right, nice and easy. Seriously, just going to start off with 1% thrust capacity. In 3, 2, 1. Please don't follow me around with it either, because I feel like I'm going to catch on fire spontaneously. Just stand down. If something happens, then come in. And again, let's bring it up to 2.5. 3, 2, 1. Okay, this is where I don't want to be. Oh, no, the car, no, the car. Yikes. Jarvis, you there?
At your service, sir.
Gauge heads-up display?
Check.
Port all preferences from home interface.
Will do, sir.
All right, what do you say?
I have indeed been uploaded, sir. We're online and ready.
We start the virtual walk-around?
Importing preferences and calibrating virtual environment.
Do a check on control surfaces.
As you wish. To power down and begin diagnostics.
Yeah. Tell you what, do a weather and ATC check. Start listening in on ground control.
Sir, there are still terabytes of calculations needed before an actual flight is adjourned.
Jarvis, sometimes you gotta run before you can walk. Ready? In 3, 2, 1.
like a dream. Let's see what this thing can do. What's SR-71's record?
The altitude record for fixed-wing flight is 85,000 feet, sir.
Records are made to be broken. Come on!
Sir, there is a potentially fatal buildup of ice occurring.
Come on! Higher!
Notes, main transducer feels sluggish at plus 40 altitude. Hull pressurization is problematic. I'm thinking icing is a probable factor.
A very astute observation, sir. Perhaps if you intend to visit other planets, we should improve the exosystems.
Connect to the Cisco, have it reconfigure the shell metals, use the gold titanium alloy from the Seraphim tactical satellite. That should ensure fuselage integrity while maintaining power to weight ratio. Got it?
Yes. Shall I render using proposed specifications?
Throw me.
Disney Concert Hall, where Tony Stark's third annual benefit for the Firefighters Family Fund has become the place to be.
Jarvis, you get an invite for that?
I have no record of an invitation, sir.
Hasn't been seen in public since his bizarre and highly controversial press conference. Some claim he's suffering from post-traumatic stress and has been bedridden for weeks. Whatever the case may be, no one expects an appearance from him tonight.
The render is complete.
A little ostentatious, don't you think?
What was I thinking? You're usually so discreet.
Tell you what, throw a little hot rod red in there.
Yes, that should help you keep a low profile. The render is complete.
Yeah, I like it fabricated. Paint it.
Commencing automated assembly. Estimated completion time is 5 hours. Mm-hmm.
Don't wait up for me, honey.
manufacturing is only one small part of what Stark Industries is all about. It's a partnership with the fire and rescue community.
Hey, Tony. You remember me?
Sure don't. Look great, Hef.
Great quarter.
What's the world coming to when a guy's got to crash his own party?
Look at you. Hey, what a surprise.
I'll see you inside.
Hey, listen, take it slow, all right? I think I got the board right where we want him.
You got it. All right. Just cabin fever. I'll just be a minute.
Give me a scotch. I'm starving.
Mr. Stark?
Yeah?
Agent Coulson.
Oh, yeah. The guy from the,
Strategic Homeland Intervention right, Enforcement yeah. Logistics Division.
Gotta get a new name for that.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. Listen, I know this must be a trying time for you, but we need to debrief you. There's still a lot of unanswered questions, and time can be a factor with these things. Let's just put something on the books. How about the 24th at 7 p.m. at Stark Industries?
Tell you what, you got it. You're absolutely right. Well, I'm going to go to my assistant, and we'll make a date. You look fantastic. I didn't recognize you.
What are you doing here?
This is avoiding government agents.
Are you by yourself?
Where'd you get that dress?
Oh, it was a birthday present from you, actually.
Oh, I got great taste.
Yes.
You, want to dance?
Oh, no.
All right,
thank
come on.
You. No.
Am I making you uncomfortable?
No. I always forget to wear a deodorant and dance with my boss in front of everyone that I work with in a dress with no back.
You look great, you smell great.
Oh, God.
But I could fire you. That'd take the edge off.
I actually don't think that you could tie your shoes without me.
I'd make it a week.
Really? Sure. What's your social security number?
5.
Right. You're missing just a couple of digits.
The other 8? So I got you for the other 8. How about a little air?
Yes, I need some air. That was totally weird.
Totally harmless.
It was totally not harmless, by the way.
We're dancing.
Everybody who I work with. No, you know why?
I think you lost objectivity. I think they just people just really
I didn't
just danced.
No, it was not just a dance. You don't understand because you're you. And everybody knows exactly who you are and how you are with girls and all of that, which is completely fine. But, you know, then me, you're my boss and I'm
really
dancing
think,
with you. No, because
really
it makes
it
me look like
way.
The one who's trying to.
I just think you're overstating.
You know,
that's
and
all.
We're here and then I'm wearing this ridiculous dress and then we were dancing like that and I would like a drink, please. I would like a vodka martini, please. Very dry with olives, a lot of olives, like at least 3 olives.
2 vodka martinis, extra dry, extra olives, extra fast. Make one of them dirty, will you?
Wow. Tony Stark.
Oh, hey.
Thanks for seeing you here.
Carrie.
Christine.
That's right.
You have a lot of nerve showing up here tonight. Can I at least get a reaction from you?
Panic. I would say panic is my...
I was referring to your company's involvement in this latest atrocity.
Yeah, they just put my name on the invitation. I don't know what to tell you.
I actually almost fought at Hook, Line, and Sinker.
I was out of town for a couple months, in case you didn't hear.
Is this what you call accountability? It's a town called Golmira. Heard of it?
Nobody's taken.
Yesterday.
I didn't approve any shipment.
Well, your company did.
Well, I'm not my company.
Please, do you mind?
Have you seen these pictures? Huh? What's going
Tony,
on?
Tony, you can't afford to be this naive.
You know when I was naive before?
when they said, here's a line, we don't cross it, this is how we do business. If we're double dealing under the table, are we?
Let's take a picture, come on. Picture time. Hey, who do you think locked you out? I was the one who filed the injunction against you. It's the only way I can protect you.
No,
the 15-mile hike to the outskirts of Gilmera can only be described as a descent into hell, into a modern-day heart of darkness. Simple farmers and herders from peaceful villages have been driven from their homes, displaced from their lands by warlords emboldened by a newfound power. Villagers have been forced to take shelter in whatever crude dwellings they can find, in the ruins of other villages, or here in the remnants of an old Soviet smelting plant. Recent violence has been attributed to a group of foreign fighters referred to by locals as the Ten Rings. As you can see, these men are heavily armed and on a mission that could prove fatal to anyone who stands in their way. With no political will or international pressure, there's very little hope for these refugees. Around me, a woman begging for news on her husband, who was kidnapped by insurgents, either forced to join their militia...
clear to go in there?
No, sir. They were using human shields. We never get the green light.
What if they're in a state? They're going to be all over this.
Get those bars up!
You got a bogey.
Was an Air Force.
We got CIA on the line.
I've got Langley on the line. You want to know if it's us?
No, it definitely is not us, sir.
It wasn't Navy.
It wasn't Marines.
I need answers. Can I please get eyes on target? Get me Colonel Rhodes from weapons development down here now. Check and cross-reference with all known databases. We have nothing.
Any high-altitude surveillance in the region?
We've got an AWACS and a Global Hawk in the area.
So this thing just appeared out of nowhere. How come it didn't show up on the radar?
Got a minimal radar cross-section, sir.
Is it stealth?
No, sir. It's tiny. We think it's an unmanned aerial vehicle.
Colonel, what are we dealing with here?
UAV Paris 120 knots direct.
Let's make a call.
Target, clear a hold.
Hello.
Tony.
Who's this?
It's Rhodes.
Sorry, hello?
I said it's Rhodes.
Speak up, please.
When the hell is that noise?
Well, yeah, I'm driving the top down.
Yeah, well, I need your help right now.
It's funny how that works, huh?
Yeah, speaking of funny, we've got a weapons depot that was just blown up a few clicks from where you were being held captive.
Well, that's a hot spot. Sounds like someone stepped in and did your job for you.
Why do you sound out of breath, Tony?
I'm not. I was just jogging in the canyon.
I thought you were driving.
Right, I was driving to the canyon. I'm gonna jog.
You sure you don't have any tech in that area I should know about?
Nope. Bogey spotted!
Whiplash, come in hot.
Okay, good, because I'm staring at one right now and it's about to be blown to kingdom come.
Ah, that's my exit.
Ballroom, this is Whiplash One. I've got the bogey in my sight.
Whiplash One, what is it?
I've got no idea.
You have radio contact.
Non-responsive, sir.
And you are clear to engage.
Hit it.
Bogey just went supersonic. I got a lock.
Inbound missile.
Flares!
Second. Bogey deploying flares.
Radar, sir.
Sat Fischl has been lost.
No way, that's a UAV.
What is it?
I can't see anything.
Whatever it was, it just bought the farm. I think Bogey has been handled, sir.
Hello?
Hi, Rhodey, it's me.
It's who?
I'm sorry, it is me. You asked what you're asking about is me.
No, see, this isn't a game. You do not send civilian equipment into my active war zone. You understand that?
It's not a piece of equipment. I'm in it. It's a suit. It's me!
Brody, you got anything for me?
Mark your position. Return to base. Roger that, baller.
On your belly. It looks like a man.
Shake him off! Roll! Roll!
Two, do you see a chute?
Negative. No chute. No chute. My chute, Jim.
Sir, I've got a visual on the bogey.
Whiplash two, re-engage. If you get a clear shot, you take it.
Major, we don't even know what we're shooting at. Call off the raft.
That thing just took out an F-22 inside a legal no-fly zone. Whiplash 2, if you have a clear shot, take it.
You've been re-engaged. Execute the basic maneuver.
Keep going!
Still there?
Hey, thanks.
Oh my God, you crazy son of a bitch.
You owe me a plane, you know that, right?
Yeah, well, technically he hit me, so now you're gonna come by and see what I'm working on?
No. The less I know, the better. Now, what am I supposed to tell the press?
Training exercise. Isn't that the usual BS?
It's not that simple. An unfortunate training exercise involving an F-22 Raptor occurred yesterday. I am pleased to report that the pilot was not injured. As for the unexpected turn of events on the ground in Gomera, it is still unclear who or what intervened, but I can assure you that the United States government was not involved.
Hey! Ow!
What is it, my friend, sir?
Hey.
So the more you struggle, the more this is going to hurt.
Be gentle. It's my first time.
I designed this to come off, so...
Ow! Hey!
The rush of you. Please try not to move.
Hey.
What's going on here?
Let's face it, this is not the worst thing you've caught me doing.
Are those bullet holes?
Of Tony Stark.
If you kill him when you were supposed to, you'd still have a face.
You paid us trinkets to kill a prince.
Show me the weapon.
Come. Leave your guards outside.
Escape bore unexpected fruit.
So this is how he did it.
This is only a first crude effort. Stark has perfected his design. He has made a masterpiece of death. A man with a dozen of these can rule all of Asia. And you dream of Stark's throne. We have a common enemy. We're still in business. I will give you these designs as a gift. And in turn, I hope you'll repay me with the gift of iron soldiers.
Tomara tofa sere viehe. Technology. It's always been your Achilles heel in this part of the world. Don't worry. It'll only last for 15 minutes. That's the least of your problems. Rid of the armor and the rest of it. All right, let's finish up here. Set up Sector 16 underneath the Arc Reactor, and I'm going to want this data mask. Recruit our top engineers. I want a prototype right away.
Hey, you busy? You mind if I send you on an errand? I need you to go to my office. You're going to hack into the mainframe. You're going to retrieve all the recent shipping manifests.
This is a lot, Jim. This will get you in.
It's probably under executive files. If not, they put it on a ghost drive, in which case you need to look for the lowest numeric heading.
And what do you plan to do with this information if I bring it back here?
Same drill. They've been dealing under the table, and I'm going to stop. I'm going to find my weapons and destroy them.
Tony, you know that I would help you with anything, but... I cannot help you if you're going to start all of this again.
There is nothing except this. There's no art opening. There is no benefit. There is nothing to sign
There's the next mission and nothing else.
That's so. Well, then I quit.
You stood by my side all these years while I reaped the benefits of destruction. And now that I'm trying to protect the people that I put in harm's way, you're going to walk out?
You're going to kill yourself, Tony. I'm not going to be a part of it.
I shouldn't be alive. Unless it was for a reason. I'm not crazy, Pepper. I just finally know what I have to do. And I know in my heart that it's right.
You're all I have too, you know.
Tony Stark. As you can see, Obadiah Stane, your deception and lies will cost you dear. The price to kill Tony Stark has just gone up.
So, what are we going to do about this? I know what you're going through, Pepper. Yeah, Tony. He always gets the good stuff, doesn't he? So happy when he came home, it was like we got him back from the dead. Now I realize, well, Tony never really did come home, did he? He left a part of himself in that cave. Breaks my heart.
He's a complicated person. He's been through a lot. I think he'll be all right.
You are a very rare woman. Tony doesn't know how lucky he is.
Thank you. Thanks. Better get back there.
Is that today's paper?
Yes.
Do you mind?
Not at all.
Puzzle?
Of course.
Take
care.
Appointment. Did you forget about our appointment?
No, nope, right now. Come with me. We're gonna have it right now. Yep, walk with me.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you the meeting of your life. Your office.
No, we've been working our best to do it. Absolutely. I'm gonna have to call you back. Mr. Stain. Sir, we've explored what you've asked us, and it seems as though there's a little hiccup, actually.
A hiccup?
Yes, to power the suit. So the technology actually doesn't exist. So
Wait, the technology. William, here is the technology. I've asked you to simply make it smaller.
Okay, sir, that's what we're trying to do, but honestly, it's impossible.
Tony Stark was able to build this in a cave! With a box of scraps!
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not Tony Stark.
Shame the government didn't approve it. There's so many applications for causing short-term paralysis. Ah, Tony. When I ordered the hit on you, I worried that I was killing the golden goose. But, you see, it was just fate that you survived that. You had one last golden egg to give. You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? Your father, he helped give us the atomic bomb. Now, what kind of world would it be today if he was as selfish as you? It's not as conservative as yours. Too bad you had to involve Pepper in this. I would have preferred that she lived.
What do you mean he paid to have Tony killed? Pepper, slow down. Why would Obadiah? Okay, where's Tony now?
I don't know. He's not answering his phone. Please go over there and make sure everything's okay. Thank you, Rhodey.
I know a shortcut.
Oh.
Tony! 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 You okay?
Where's Pepper?
She's fine. She's with five agents. They're about to arrest Obadiah.
That's not gonna be enough.
It's not opening the door. Oh, wow, what's that? It's like a little device. It's like a thing that's going to pick the lock.
You might want to take a few steps back.
That's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Not bad, huh? Let's do it.
You need me to do anything else?
Keep the skies clear.
Looks like you were right. I was building a suit.
I thought it'd be bigger.
Chess piece is going to hold up.
The suit's at 48% power and falling, sir. That chess piece was never designed for sustained flight.
Keep you posted.
Pepper!
Tony! Tony, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Obadiah, he's gone insane.
I know. Listen, you better get out of
there.
Get out of there right now.
Howard reduced to 19%.
Duly noted. Take me to maximum altitude.
With only 15% power, the odds of reaching that altitude...
I know the math! Do it!
Sir, I'm not gonna believe this. I think it's back.
Get me Major Allen.
Scramble the jets!
Not necessary, people. Just a training exercise.
Power, sir.
Climb!
11%.
Keep going!
7% power.
Just leave it on the screen. Stop telling me.
'Tony, but my suit is more advanced in every way.
How'd you solve the
icing problem?
Might want to look into it.
I never had a taste for this sort of thing, but I must admit,
I'm deeply enjoying the suit! You finally outdid yourself, Tony. You made your father proud.
You've all received the official statement of what occurred at Stark Industries last night. There have been unconfirmed reports that a robotic prototype malfunctioned and caused damage to the arc reactor. Fortunately, a member of Tony Stark's personal...
Iron Man, that's kind of catchy. It's got a nice ring to it. I mean, it's not technically accurate. The suit's a gold titanium alloy, but it's kind of evocative, the imagery, anyway.
Here's your alibi.
Okay.
You were on your yacht.
Yeah.
We have port papers to put you in Avalon all night and sworn statements from 50 of your guests.
See, I was thinking maybe we should say it was just Pepper and me alone on the island.
That's what happened.
All right.
Just read it word for word.
There's nothing about staying here.
That's being handled. He's on vacation. Small aircraft have such a poor safety record.
But what about the whole cover story that it's a bodyguard? He's my body? I mean, that's kind of flimsy, don't you think?
This isn't my first rodeo, Mr. Stark. Just stick to the official statement, and soon this will all be behind you. You've got 90 seconds.
Oh, Agent Coulson. I just wanted to say thank you very much for all of your help.
That's what we do. You'll be hearing from us.
From the Strategic Homeland...
Just call us S.H.I.E.L.D.
Let's get this show on the road.
You know, it's not that bad. Even I don't think I'm Iron Man.
You're not Iron Man. You're not.
Yeah, if I were Iron Man, I'd have this girlfriend who knew my true identity. She'd be a wreck. She'd always be worrying that I was going to die. It's sort of proud. The man I'd become, she'd be wildly conflicted, which would only make her more crazy about me. Tell me you never think about that night.
What night?
You know.
Are you talking about the night that we danced and went up on the roof and then you went downstairs to get me a drink and you left me there by myself? Is that the night you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Thought so. Will that be all?
Yes, that will be all, Miss Ponson.
And now Mr. Stark has prepared a statement. He will not be taking any questions. Thank you.
Been a while since I was in front of you. I figure I'll stick to the cards this time. There's been speculation that I was involved in the events that occurred on the freeway and the rooftop.
I'm sorry, Mr. Stark, but do you honestly expect us to believe that that was a bodyguard in a suit that conveniently appeared, despite the fact that...
I know that it's confusing. It is one thing to question the official story and another thing entirely to make wild accusations or insinuate that I'm a superhero.
I never said you were a superhero.
Didn't?
Mm-mm.
Well, good, because that would be outlandish and fantastic. I'm just not the hero type, clearly, with this laundry list of character defects, all the mistakes I made, largely public. Truth is, I am Iron Man. We'll be right back.
Jarvis.
Welcome, Holmes.
I am Iron Man. You think you're the only superhero in the world? Mr. Stark, you become part of a bigger universe. You just don't know it yet.
Who the hell are you?
Nick Fury, director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh.
I'm here to talk to you about the Avenger Initiative.